News Radio 690 KTSM presents the El Paso History Show with documentary filmmaker Jackson Polk and historian Melissa Sargent, streaming live at ktsmradio.com. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. And by Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, making the old Griggs recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. And by State Farm Agent Ralph Dickerson, 581-0000. And now, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
It's September 18th. Welcome here. We're talking about the Franklin Mountain State Park and Frontera Land Alliance. And we're live on KTSM AM 690 in El Paso. And also streaming live on Facebook page, El Paso History Radio Show. And streaming live on the Facebook page, Remember in El Paso When. So this is the place where we say Texas history begins in El Paso. Melissa, good morning.
Well, good morning, everyone. I hope everybody's having a great day. It's beautiful outside. Folks can also listen to us streaming live on the internet via ktsmradio.com, where you will be connected automatically to the iHeartRadio, where you can listen to the show anywhere there's internet service.
Now, you have a very popular thing you do at the top of every second hour. Do you have one of those history moments today?
Yes, I do, and it's a short history on the Weiler Tramway, hopefully someday we'll see come back.
Well, you know, if anybody wins a lottery, buy the tramway up for us all, would you please?
Well, I think the state's working on it, but it takes a long time.
They'd take your buddy if you had it. Anyway, all right, we got our one guest is Texas Parks and Wildlife Ranger Lydia Pagel. Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome here. Good morning and welcome. And you also are going to hear to tell us about the new visitor center and how the park is doing these days. And you and I will, and Melissa, if you wish, will dabble in the history of how it became a state park. So
absolutely.
And the thing about the state park, talk to it in terms of how you would greet a new visitor. Where did they walk into? What are they doing? What are they seeing in the park itself?
Yeah, so Franklin Mountain State Park is a really unique state park. It is the largest urban wilderness in the entire United States. So what that means is it's a wilderness area that is completely surrounded on three sides by city. You can't find that anywhere else in the United States at the scale that we're at. The next closest thing would be like Central Park in New York. And we're, I think, something like 27 times larger than Central Park.
That's great.
Yeah, so it's really cool because we have this amazing wilderness area that's really accessible from anywhere in El Paso. We have a lot of different access points, the Tom Mays Visitor Center being one of them. And people can come. We're primarily hiking trails. We have about 150 miles of hiking and biking trails for people to explore. We also have picnic sites, overnight camping sites. So there's a lot of fun stuff, but you definitely have to come prepared for whatever you're going to do. That is one thing that I always try to talk to new visitors about is, you know, make sure that you have enough water when you go out there. It's pretty hot, especially in the summer. So we do occasionally have some issues with some dehydration cases. We have to go out there and rescue some folks. And of course, we never want that to be our next visitor to have to be a rescue case. So always, you know, make sure you've got enough water and know your limits. Sometimes our terrain is really rough and mixed with the heat and the dryness. Sometimes people get in a little bit deeper than they thought they got. And so recognizing that and turning around while you still have the chance to do so on your own is really important.
Yeah, take more than just a small little bottle of water, which I've seen people do. I've been up at events in the past over there, and they end up passing out because I don't have enough water.
Well, yeah. Do you ever stash water up on the mountain for some crazy person? You know, there is a spring up there. That works all the time, right?
A spring in the desert means it's about a 5-foot mud puddle on a good day.
Oh.
So not exactly something you're filling your water bottle from. We don't have any water stashes. There were some at some point, but actually we had people, we were having some trouble because people were counting on the water stashes. And so they would intentionally not bring all the water they needed for their hike, and then fill up halfway. And then if you got there and there was no water left, you were out of luck. So we had various problems with those water stashes.
And you had to lug the water back up there. Okay, I got it. So the thing about the Franklin Mountain State Park, it has the new visitor center.
Yeah.
And from Trans Mountain Road, it looks so small up there. But, Andrew, let's go through the pictures out here. We have the opening sign, basically, which mm-hmm. is out on the highway. Most people can see it.
Yep.
Now, the question about that is there still a turnoff capacity? I mean, it's an orange barrel nightmare at that point right there.
Yes. So construction on Trans Mountain has been changing the different ways that you can enter the Tom Mays unit regularly for the past year. Currently, you can enter it at the normal kind of pre-construction turning lane from the west side. So if you're going eastbound, the old turning lane is still there. However, because of the road resurfacing, the lane lines have kind of disappeared. So you have to be careful and look for it out there as you're approaching it. I always tell people, you know, don't be in a hurry. Don't be speeding along and then try to turn off real quick. Just take your time as you're going up there. Look for that spot where it widens on the left-hand side.
Oh, you have to go to the top and turn around.
Well, that would be the other option.
Yeah.
If you do miss it, you can find some turnaround spots higher up, but there is the normal turn lane.
Melissa, I think I saw some memo recently where they're about to complete, TxDOT is about to complete that. Did either of you seen?
Oh, yeah. I have not seen that memo.
We want to be like Austin. We just want to be continually building and rebuilding things.
Yeah.
You know?
Driving
around Austin.
Should we each have our own orange barrel with a name on it? Maybe
yeah,
we should
yeah,
do
there
that.
There you go.
Anyway, the thing about the Franklin Mountain State Park, let's take a little tour here. We've got that first picture of the entrance, and it looks like a little tiny building way up there. Then take a look at the next picture when you get up to it. That is a substantial building as you get closer, and then you get to what we see here. Watch this monitor here. That's a substantial building. That's only one of two buildings.
That's correct, yeah.
And the other one is
the interpretive building.
I think we have that as a picture four, mm-hmm. and it's adjacent to it. Mm-hmm. And that picture four is what goes on in there?
So that is my building.
I see.
I'm the park interpreter. So my office is in there. And I have a little bit of storage. But it's also kind of an open educational space as well.
Oh, okay.
Because we've been limited as to what sort of programs we can offer this last year. I haven't been using it too much. But I'm really looking forward to being able to use it in the future. I would love to have like school groups come out there.
Gosh,
and
yeah.
Have that indoor space. We've always done like field trips and stuff like that. But if something happened and the school group got out there and it started to rain or something, we didn't really have a rain plan. So this is kind of going to be that extra space for that sort of thing. But it'll also be this indoor-outdoor education space because it's very transitional. There's this outdoor portion of it that transitions into the indoor portion and then to the trails and everything else.
You've done festival or events over the years. Of course, mm-hmm. last year was kind of a screwy year.
Yeah.
But you've had the different groups, like Keystone Heritage Park has been out there, the people from the Poppy groups, other, you know, rescue groups and such. Are you going to be doing things like that again at this center?
So, excellent question. Next weekend is the Chihuahuan Desert Fiesta.
Oh, my gosh.
So that is starting up. Last year, it did have to be virtual. But this year, it's a little bit different than it's ever been before. This is the first time we've done a two-day event instead of a one-day event for the fiesta.
When is it?
It is next Saturday and Sunday, so that's, I think, the 22nd and 23rd?
Yeah, I think.
I'm sorry, 25th and 26th.
26, yeah.
Never trust me on numbers.
Well, yeah, until you look at your phone. But no, I tell you, it's an interesting thing. We're talking with Lydia Pagel at the Franklin Mountain State Park. Now, let's take a look at the visitor center now itself. We have a number of pictures where you go in. Number five is a close-up of the center more closely. And once you get up on that building, I mean, that's a two-story tower. That's a substantial piece of real estate. And from the distance of down to Trans Mountain Road, it looks like a tiny little thing.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the first time I went up about 10 days ago and met you up there. And it's a fascinating building. Then you go to the entrance is kind of like, well, who designed this? I mean, did you see this, Melissa, the entrance? It's kind of like King Tut's tomb going on up there.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's my favorite part of the construction, though, because when there's just even a little bit of breeze, just the design of it, that's called the breezeway for a reason.
Or
you
what
get
these
this
call
nice
a dog run.
Breeze going through there, and you can get cooled off real mm-hmm. well, even when it's warm out in there.
And also, you have a water feature, shall we say, in the middle of the area on the other side. And what I found fascinating there is, you know, bees are all over the place mm-hmm. doing a lot of more bees now with more flowers up on the mountain. That thing was full of bees.
Yeah.
And they were minding their own business, but that's where they can get their water.
Yeah, absolutely. That's one of the things that bees absolutely need. And so whenever you have that standing water like that, they love it, especially those little rock kind of edges. Bees can't actually swim. So whenever they have a spot where they can kind of land on these low rocks and get water,
Melissa, it was interesting
without drowning.
The thing was just full of bees.
Oh yeah, we've had the same thing in Keystone where we got certain areas by the pond that we have.
And you do it on purpose.
Yeah, well, it was designed that way. I mean, and the same thing for like hummingbirds and other small birds. They can't swim, so they need to have some kind of ledge or rock that they can get onto that can get in and out of the water.
And if you have a garden at home, you should figure out how to fill up. Nowadays, it'll dry in a day. A little bowl or something with some gravel up at one end, and your bees will be happy in your
house. The only thing we always want to caution people about is if you are going to have some sort of bird bath or like a bee drinking area, to make sure that you're washing it out regularly. And by regular, I mean probably every day you want to completely wash it out because various different kinds of bacteria can grow when those sit in there, and you can actually end up killing some of your wildlife.
That would not be good.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you. Rim shut. Okay, moving to the interior. I love this one. The diagram and diorama, it's a diorama.
Yeah.
That is a scale model of the entire Franklin Mountain. Is it the range or the park? Just the park.
It's the full range. So it actually does include a little bit of downtown, and it goes all the way up to New Mexico 404.
Park itself comes from up at 404, roughly.
Yep.
And it coming south down the mountain, it kind of stops at Ranger Peak.
Yeah, roughly.
Because in front of that, going toward downtown, is more private.
That's all private or public owned.
Private land or public
water
park, yeah. All right, moving on into the next picture. I like this one, a close-up of the mountains diorama. And this one is, I sort of picked the South Mount Franklin, North Mount Franklin area. And I find that fascinating. So whoever made that took a lot of pain to make that.
Yeah.
I mean, it's really cool. You can go looking for treasure on the mountain just standing in one place, see the whole 15 miles.
Yeah, you absolutely can.
And there's also some little pictures on the side. We've got a gold mine that you have down there in the next shot. And if you're just a radio head, that's fine, but we're doing this on Facebook. And after the show, you can go see what we're talking about. So somebody has what looks like a gold mine. That's not a gold mine.
How late do you open?
So right now, for the visitor center, the hours are from 8 to 4. The park gate, since we just finished our summer hours, are back to 8 to 5 every single day.
Okay, because I'm thinking of all the great sunsets, but it's not quite.
Although, if you did want to catch some of those sunset views, you can also rent a campsite for the night. You don't have to spend the night there, but you can spend the evening there, have your picnic site.
So you can go in and out.
Yep.
So
you can go in and
out. I didn't
realize that. Or we will occasionally have special programs. So actually tonight I'm having a full moon hike.
What time is that?
It starts at 7:30. And so we'll start at 7:30. We'll hike the Upper Sunset Trail. It's about a total of 3 miles is what we're going to be hiking
tonight.
Oh, that's
neat. All right, another picture. You got a gift shop there. You got lots of stuff in your gift shop. That's an interesting little place to be. And I guess anything you want or need about the mountains is there.
Absolutely. And I'm really excited. We just got in a new set of stickers that we worked with a local designer to design.
What are they
some stickers.
What do you stick on what?
You can use them. We've got 6-inch stickers and 3.5-inch stickers.
So for cars,
water
or
bottles, cars. People put them on their, computers, whatever.
Aha. Uh-huh. Okay, and then the last shot there is a sort of a wide shot of the two buildings. So you can see it situated, kind of looking more. This is probably more north, this view here. That's a great parking lot there, and it's a lot of room. So you could take a whole lot of people up there and hang out.
Yeah.
Melissa, it just doesn't look very big from down on Trans Mountain Road.
The visitor center?
The whole thing doesn't look that big.
Well, I think the fact that you have the diorama is wonderful because the simple fact that puts in perspective how dang big that mountain range is. Because when I used to work in Arizona, you had the mountains up in Flagstaff in that area. It's kind of the same thing. The town was built around those mountains, which was an even larger group. But this park shows exactly how huge it is.
Yeah.
That's fascinating.
Yeah.
I always find it's really fun when visitors come in and they see the diorama and, the parents start pointing out and saying, oh, look, if you see this road down here, this this house right here is where we live. This is where your grandma lived or your uncle or whoever.
Oh, that's cool.
And they start kind of relating different spots in the park to the house, because some of the houses you can actually see on the diorama.
Oh, how neat.
As well.
That is really cool.
All right, got a lot going on. I need to take a break. Are you not up on Facebook at this point?
Yes, I am.
Oh, you are? Okay.
I'm finally.
Are you?
My computer was, I guess it slept in this morning. Oh, let's see. Linda Goggin is out there. Mark Flores. Good morning, Mark Flores. Monica Cervantes in Las Cruces. We have Margie Benton's listening in from all the way in Northeast El Paso.
Where is Schertz?
She's on the other side of the mountain. And you have Dale at Schertz, Texas. Harry Kirk on the east side. Schertz is just northeast of San Antonio.
What? Oh, it's near Nail Pop Tech. No, Andrew, don't say that.
Corn Pop.
Nail Pop Tech.
I could go with something with that one. But oh, no. And Barbara Givenbaney, our buddy over there, remember in El Paso Wind, who we're also broadcasting live.
Hey, Kat, and there's always a guy in North Carolina, I understand.
Yeah.
Always listening over
Harry's
there.
Harry's most likely there.
Yeah, he is. And probably Angie up in Colorado. Anyway.
Oh, and Sean Goggin, he's at the gun show this morning. So he's saying hello from the gun. He's listening at the gun show.
Oh, my God. Why
not? He's got
not?
A booth there.
Good for him. All right, taking a break here. Do the phone number, because if you have a question about the Franklin Mountain State Park, this is the time to bring it up. And we will take calls on the air today if you feel like it. So you know the number.
Yes, I do. It's 915-544-5876 or 915-544-KTSM.
El Paso History TV is now available for free on YouTube.com. Take a look at recent ABC 7 news reports by Bernie Sargent on El Paso History TV about Waco tanks, the Franklin Mountains, Concordia Cemetery, and more. The YouTube channel also has more than 100 videos about El Paso history with lectures, documentaries, and various history clips. Go to YouTube.com/El Paso History TV and find out how Texas history begins in El Paso.
Here's the deal. When you combine State Farm home and auto insurance, you save an average of $889. State Farm agent Ralph Dickerson is ready to help you combine home and auto and save here in El Paso. Call 915-581-0000 today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Average annual per household savings based on a 2019 national survey by State Farm of new policyholders who reported savings by switching to State Farm.
Listen, could Gregory change your life?
I went from size 44 pants back to the size 38 pants that I had worn when I was in college. Now the 38-inch pants fall off of me. I lost the weight. I felt better. I've lost 63 pounds and 6 inches of pant size. God bless you for having this product and having it at a reasonable price.
Outstanding. Gregory is 70 and lost belly fat and 6 inches off his waist in 5 months. Since 2004, Andro 400 has been helping men, like you, lose belly fat, gain energy, and improve their lifestyle. We guarantee it. Go to andro400.com for more true testimonials, before and after photos, and special discounts. Only available on andro400.com. andro400.com.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshares. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, well, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, founder and CEO of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. In the process, started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. Sounds crazy, right? Well, the crazy thing is, this never ends. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. I guarantee if we can't cancel your timeshare, you'll pay nothing.
Were you lied to when buying a timeshare and want out? Get the facts about timeshare cancellation. Call Wesley now for your free information kit. 800-889-5566. 800-889-5566. 800-889-5566.
Prescription products require an online consultation. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
My husband's ED was affecting our marriage. Hims was our answer. Hims connected my husband with a licensed provider online. He got medication to treat his ED at a fraction of the price of the name brand, delivered right to our door. Thanks to Hims, we got our intimacy and our marriage back.
Right now, get your first online provider's visit free when you go to forhims.com/joy. forhims.com/joy.
News Radio 690 KTSM.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. And by State Farm Agent Ralph Dickerson, 581-0000. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
You know, speaking of Melissa Sargent, there's another one out there lurking around named Bernie.
Yeah.
And Bernie is one of the people that's on TV in history. And he is on the page there on YouTube. We have youtube.com/El Paso History TV. And there are two playlists. There's about 120 videos. But there are two specific playlists. Bernie's in one of them, and we did 20 different ABC 7 news pieces that actually ran in the news with Bernie in his cowboy hat. We put him in a top hat once in a while.
Yeah, he gets that once in a while.
He loves that stuff.
Yeah.
So anyway, he's on there, but he's now archived on YouTube.com, El Paso History TV, 20 pieces. And frankly, if you want to learn about El Paso history the easy way, each one of those is about 3 minutes. And you can wander around there and figure that out. The other playlist there is our documentaries. And those documentaries are also there, El Paso History TV. And check those out. And the one we're talking about today quite a bit, Legends of El Paso's Mountains, it's there all for free. So check those out.
Yeah, speaking of mountains, Celebration of Our Mountains Tour is tomorrow, September 19th at 9 a.m. It will be on early train lines and stations, plus Pioneer Roads of El Paso. It's a car tour that will be led by Prince McKenzie. And they're going to meet at the parking lot on Executive Center and Executive Center Boulevard and Rio Bravo. For more information, contact Jim Tolbert at 915-525-7364. And Concordia Heritage Association is having an unusual fundraiser raffle. You could win a special lock-in investigation at Concordia Cemetery. The winner will win a special nighttime investigation of the cemetery, all on their own with our people down there helping them out. And tickets may be purchased online via the PayPal on Concordia Heritage Association's Facebook page or in person the day of the drawing, which will be Saturday, November 6th at the annual Dia de los Muertos Festival at Concordia Cemetery. If you'd like more information, call 915-497-1126.
Got a question for you.
What?
What are you raffling?
You were out of the room.
I know, but you get a free grave spot?
No, it's a private investigation. So you go around with the paranormal people in the cemetery all by yourself. So, I mean, not by yourself, with them.
You get
so,
the
yeah,
tour.
So you're there a special night.
I
yeah.
couldn't understand.
It's not
that.
A okay. tour. It's they're investigating the cemetery looking for spirits.
That's a good place to
yeah,
look.
Yeah, so, and it's a great funny fundraiser. Money that. Goes to Concordia Heritage Association, which takes care of the cemeteries.
All right, I didn't quite understand all that, but now I get it better.
Stay in the room and you'll
interesting things going on here. All right, we're talking with Lydia Pagel about the Franklin Mountain State Park. This is about a two-minute segment. We've got to take another break. Give us some of your what is your favorite thing about the Franklin Mountain State Park?
My favorite thing. So when I grew up here in El Paso, we were talking about before the show a little bit, and I did not appreciate it. I did not appreciate it at all. I thought it was just a hot, dry, dead desert with nothing growing in it.
In a mountain.
And when I returned after college, I left for college. I actually went to Michigan for college.
You understand what cold is now, don't you?
Yes, I do know what cold is. That first year, I had some people very worriedly asking me if I'd ever seen snow before. But
you've seen pictures, I'm sure.
I told them, I made them laugh when I said we had about a quarter of inch of snow every single year and we got a snow day for it. they thought I was crazy.
yeah, I know.
But no, when I returned, I really got to know the mountain again and really appreciated just the amazing ways in which all sorts of different plants and animals actually do live out here and thrive. It's just not as showy as in some other places. You know, you don't have that vibrant green growth, but if you kind of start to look and see the really unique ways that the plants are able to survive and live without as much water as they do in other places, it's just fascinating. There's just so many small kind of hidden treasures out there.
Oh, yeah.
That I just love to go out there and discover new things all the time.
Well, it is an interesting mountain. It really is. And the fact it kind of divides the city and or the city group around it.
Mm-hmm.
Everything El Paso, I think, has some relation to the mountain, even if you're way out.
Yeah.
I remember as a little kid, my mom driving around, I could always figure out kind of where I was. Oh, I see the mountain, which way we're going. Mm-hmm. I mean, if she dumped me off, I'd never get home. She never did that. Maybe she thought about it.
I'm sure she thought about it several times. I did with my kids, but they kept finding us.
So. Anyway, as a five-year-old, I might not have made it. But anyway, the point is, the mountain has always been a locator,
mm-hmm.
kind of by where you are. Interesting thing. After the break, you remind me to ask you about some other things on the mountain, crawly things that are up there. I got a couple of questions here.
Yeah.
All right, taking one more break here. You want to sum up? You got some more people stirred up, Melissa.
Yes, we do. Bernie Sargent, as a matter of fact.
I know him.
We have Jamie Coppinger says, please repeat the dates on Dia de los Muertos. I'll get those to you later on. It's, November 6th. Let's see. We also have, where is it? It's the people here from, Bert Lowe first hiked Mount Franklin in 1984, and his last trip up was 2007. Take lots of water.
Oh, God.
there's somebody who knows. Jamie Coppinger, thank you for this great program. I never knew about the visitor center. Can't wait to go.
Oh, yeah.
And Schwartz, Dale Hansen again said Schwartz is northeast of Satex.
Satex? What?
Which is San Antonio Air Force Base, or I guess Randolph Air
Force.
Shirts, Texas.
Got
yes.
It. Got it.
He says north of Randolph Air Base. So I'm trying to read these. And, that's a new name, Karen Moloche. Diana Couch. Hello, Diana. She's the one's coming from Montana. Bert Lowe's in Phoenix. Got all kinds of people on here. So.
Well, it's fun to see that. And also, we normally, the archive of the shows now are on Facebook. I do have a radio archive on my own webpage. It is way behind. I had a major explosion on that website. We'll get back to that. But you can go to EPS3.com to see who's coming up on the shows coming up in the future. All right, taking a break. Somebody's got to call us with a question at some point here. I think this would be
They're
a good
busy
time.
Busy listening.
Well, they are. 544-whatever?
544-5876 or 915-544-KTSM. I lost track of my number.
If you're a local business owner, you know how important it is to be here for your customers. State Farm agent Ralph Dickerson runs a small business in El Paso, too. And Ralph Dickerson's here to help you protect your small business. Give him a call, 915-581-0000. Or come by his office, located at 497 North Wrestler, Suite A, right at the corner of Wrestler and Orizaba. Stop in today. Call 581-0000 for State Farm agent Ralph Dickerson.
Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina serves the old Griggs Mexican food recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. Enjoy great New Mexican food with cold beer and the Juan and only margarita from the Cantina. The managers and cooks from the original Griggs Restaurant serve tacos, combination plates, and sopapillas. Get the best Mexican food in the valley at Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, 6761 Donovan near Loop 375. Call 877-2152.
The pandemic's reminded us we live in a sea of airborne germs that can assault us with every breath. Your nose is the body's first line of defense by helping filter out allergens, bacteria, and viruses before they reach your lungs. But like any air filter, the more clogged up it gets, the less it works. So how do you clean your nose? I'm Martin Hoke, and I didn't invent nasal irrigation. The neti pot's been around thousands of years. But I did invent Navage to make cleaning your nose easy. Navage uses powered suction to flush out mucus and germs that cause congestion, or worse, can make you sick. Over 2 million people use Navage to breathe better, sleep deeper, snore less, and feel healthier without drugs. Navage has over 70,000 online reviews averaging 4.7 stars because it works and it's easy to use. Go to Navage.com or find Navage at Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, Bed Bath, and Target. Now available with eucalyptus for a spa-like experience. Navage. N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy life.
iHeartRadio Earth is here with little tips for a healthier planet. Less than 1% of water on Earth is drinkable, and humans are using it faster than nature can replenish it. Reduce the amount of water you use in the bathroom by taking shorter showers and turning the water off while you brush your teeth. brought to you by iHeartRadio Earth and the National Environmental Education Foundation. To find more tips for smarter, sustainable living, or to take action in your own community, go to iHeartRadio.com/earth.
Hey, El Paso and surrounding areas. Ivan Ochoa here, General Manager from Sunland Park, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Fiat. I have some great news. Interest rates have never been so low, and we have a great selection of new and certified pre-owned vehicles. So, if you need something newer, bigger, better, or just more reliable, and you don't want to pay more, you need to come see us today.
During Jeep Adventure Days, Sunland Park Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Fiat will do whatever it takes for your vehicle, even if you owe up to $10,000 more than your old car is worth. We want it, so you can drive home a new or certified pre-owned vehicle for less. Save thousands in interest with zero APR for 72 months. Plus, save thousands at the all-new Sunland Park Dodge Certified Pre-Owned Supercenter. Our inventory of cars, trucks, and SUVs has never been better. All military personnel, all first responders receive an additional discount. Thank you for your service. Sunland Park Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Fiat. Or buying a car is fun at I-10 at Sunland Park Drive or online at sunlandparkdodge.com. Estamos en tu esquina, El Paso. El Paso strong. Includes factory rebate and dealer discount plus TTNL. Zero APR is $1,372 per thousand financed. On select vehicles with approved credit. Offers not combined.
Prescription products require an online consultation. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
My husband's ED was affecting our marriage. Hims was our answer. Hims connected my husband with a licensed provider online. He got medication to treat his ED at a fraction of the price of the name brand, delivered right to our door. Thanks to Hims, we got our intimacy and our marriage back.
Right now, get your first online provider's visit free when you go to forhims.com/joy. forhims.com/joy.
Guys, UnTuckit agrees it's finally time. Time to update our closets with new clothes we actually want to wear. Time to think about going back to the office or choosing a new way to work. Time to enjoy the best of fall, like long walks in the park and hot coffee on a brisk day. And that means it's time to look sharp and feel comfortable all day with UnTuckit. Shirts designed to be worn untucked. Discover the perfect fitting shirt today at untuckit.com. Use promo code TIME for 20% off your first purchase at untuckit.com.
9/11, two decades later, is a limited series podcast that looks back 20 years since the attacks of 9/11 and features those who were in the inner sanctum of our country's government.
I mean, it felt like the end of the world, to be honest with you.
And we ask the question, are we safer today than 20 years ago?
I don't think so. I wish I could answer differently, but I don't think so. I think those in charge these days need to spend more time communicating.
Listen to 9/11, two decades later on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
News Radio 690, KTSM El Paso.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. And by State Farm Agent Ralph Dickerson, 581-0000. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Shall I come out of standby mode and go for it?
Here we go.
Here we go. Okay, there's a big thing going on next weekend at the 30th Annual Genealogy and History Conference in San Lazaro. They're holding a big deal at Lorenzo G. Alarcon Elementary, Saturday, September 25, 9 a.m., Sunday, September 26, 11:30 a.m. And where you want to go down there is 12501 Socorro Road, San Lazaro. But what they got is the annual conference. It's a series of lectures and presentations to advance the knowledge, research, and skills and historical resources in the pursuit of knowledge and appreciation of San Lazaro ancestors. Let me paraphrase that for you. Go learn about San Lazaro. There are fees to some of these lectures and events. The workshops will offer individual and family tools to discover or enhance their genealogy. They're big on that stuff. Through the researching family trees, how to secure and preserve oral histories, and learn and develop a deeper appreciation of the historical architecture of San Lazaro, which actually, of course, is among the oldest. You got upper stuff on the Mission Trail that's older, but this is going to be Alarcon-Cafeteria. Oh, that's an interesting picture they got there. Lorenzo G. Alarcon Elementary. Here's what you do. Get a hold of Los Portales Museum at gmail.com. Phone number 915-851-1682. A very important day.
Yes. Pepe's Restaurants, where they serve authentic New Mexican-style cuisine, is located at 6761 Donovan Drive, and you can also call them at 877-2152 for takeout and catering, which I did last week. We
How'd
had
it go?
An emergency. We had a meeting at the Women's Club, and the cook who was going to cook, we normally cook the meals, had something that she couldn't be there. So it was like, I'm not going to cook. So so we called Pepe's, and they put together a great deal for us, and it was a wonderful meal. The women were very happy.
Good.
I was happy because I didn't have to cook. I just had to serve. So, let's see, before I forget, they're also the home of the one and only margarita. So call them for your catering needs. Looking for a company to manage your rental properties? Then you need to call Monterey Asset. You can go visit them at their website at m1ep.com, or the phone number, like I said, is 915-592-4549. Want to sell, buy, or rent a home? Then you need to call Patrick Tuttle, a top-producing realtor at Legacy Real Estate Services. Give Patrick a call today at 915-588-1850. And another great show sponsor is State Farm agent Ralph Dickerson. He's like a good neighbor, but with a better phone number. 915-581-0000. Call Ralph for all your insurance needs today.
There's a good group of people there. Yeah. One more real quick. San Elizario Art Market is tomorrow, the 19th of September, 11 to 8. Los Pistoleros at 1 p.m. and 3 p.m. Tigua Dancers, live music. On this one, you go to info 851-0093. So San Eli's kind of hopping in different directions down there. Great place there. Okay, we've got Lydia Pagel here, ranger at the Franklin Mountain State Park. I wanted to ask you about animals on the mountain that people have seen. Maybe you have. I'm curious. There's a white goat that shows up. Talk about, and I'm not going to ask you about the padre and the mule at night. That's an apparition. People have seen that one, too. But tell me about the goat.
Yeah, so we do get a lot of questions about the goat. For a while, we were getting people calling in real worried about this goat.
Yeah.
And some people are like, you've got a bighorn sheep on the mountain.
You do.
Don't you? It's a domestic goat. It is not a bighorn sheep. Different species. So it is a domestic goat. We don't know exactly how it made its way out there. We're not sure if it was somebody's pet when it was little, and then they realized that little cute goats turn into large big goats.
Ornery goats.
left it out to fend for itself, or if it made an escape from a local farm. I'm not quite sure how it made its way out there. Any one of those. All of the above. And he made his way out there. It is a male. It's a billy goat. Very alone in the world. And I am fine with him being out there as long as he stays single.
Wait a minute. I don't want to go there. No, I'm sorry. But the thing is, people have seen him.
Yeah.
My wife saw him one day. She's looking at us. I can't. I'm driving. Yep. But it was a white goat kind of thing. He's pretty big size.
Yep.
Now, that goat has got to fend for himself, obviously, but because there are mountain lions up there.
Yes. Yeah. In fact,
they would like to eat a goat.
A couple months ago, we got some game camera footage of a mountain lion up at Wisconsin Springs.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was really exciting. I did not realize we were going to get that game camera footage when I set up
That's cool, though.
The camera. We had a couple deer kills up there, so we decided to put a camera on it to see what came that night.
My.
And I was expecting coyotes and all the rest, but when the mountain lion showed up, I definitely jumped up in my seat and screamed a little.
We've had lion attacks all the way down in the valley by the Rio Grande. We had some dogs killed a few years back. They were sighted at Keystone. It was that very drought period, a really strong drought, and they usually are going to follow. They'll follow the wherever their food's going, which is the deer and everything else.
Yeah.
So they'll follow it down because the deers will go to the river.
Remember the one they found over there near St. Clement's Church?
Oh, that was somebody's pet, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. There are certain situations where people do try to keep them as pets. Very often, actually more commonly in Mexico.
All right, I got a goat story for you. When I did that video, Legends of El Paso's Mountains, which as we said is free online on the internet to go look at youtube.com/El Paso History TV. What I did was I interviewed the guy who was the first man up on South Mount Franklin as they began to put the tramway up. Mm-hmm. He climbed up there with a rope, and then they pulled up a cable, and then they did all that. And he and I went up there on that tramway back in the day. I could do that. We did it. He explained to me. I said, what'd you find when you got up? He says, tons of rattlesnakes and goats. He said there were goats living on top of South Mount Franklin.
So, yeah, so all of the land that is currently in the park used to be owned by various different private landowners. Several of them were ranchers. So we did once have herds of goats out there.
Well, you see now the grasslands have kind of returned. You can see how goats could make it up there.
Yeah, so originally, that's an interesting point, because if you kind of turn back the time back to when Europeans first came through this area, it was a desert grassland.
Yeah.
It was not what we have today, which is a desert shrubland. That it's turned into a desert shrubland because of cattle grazing, primarily, generally overgrazing on the land. But when the Spaniards first came through, we have records of Spaniards saying that the grass was growing up to the belly of a horse.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was used to be what this area looked like. It was a grassland.
They had goat farms over on the Alabama Street area, mm-hmm. right near that yeah. Catholic Church at Nashville.
The Chamizal area, all that, too.
Well, not maybe down in there, but I'm talking about right up near the A Mountain. Yeah. And they used to graze up on there all the time, and that was on purpose.
Yeah.
And there were goat ranchers right there, and that's what they would do. So are we guessing that these are some of those goats up there?
It could be. I mean, it's been a while since we've had any like large goat ranch operations on the mountains.
But haven't we had bighorns up there or like the ones near Big Bend? Because I know that Jan Summerall, who used to be a city council person, she actually had a couple that came up there, and they were not goats because I saw pictures of them. They were the bighorns.
Really?
Okay. Wrapped. Wow. Yeah. That was years ago.
I have not heard that story. So I have looked into it a little bit to try to figure out whether bighorns were originally native to this region or not. And they probably were at some time. I'm not sure that we necessarily had a large population up on Franklin Mountains. I think there may have been more down like towards Waco Tanks in that area. But
big white sands in that area up there.
I have been unsuccessful in finding any documentation about there being bighorn sheep on the mountain. And I think part of it was because of the ranchers. You know, they kind of drove off any kind of native.
A lot of interesting stuff going on here. We're talking to Lydia Pagel, Texas Parks and Wildlife Ranger on the Franklin Mountain State Park. We began talking about the new visitor center, but we're going to take a shot at some of the history. What do you got?
Well, you're talking about animals and things on the mountains. Jim Lotzbeck, who used to work as an engineer for KSET and KFOX, he talked about all the animals. He said they'd find rattlesnakes in the air filters up there in the towers. He had a run-in with a ringtail cat while working as an engineer at KTSM-TV. So the animal found a transmitter that was used as a backup where it would made its home. And he says that
we actually struggle with our squirrels. So they like to chew our wiring.
Yeah, thanks.
Oh, my God.
All
right, we got to take one more break, come back, and we'll sort of like take a look at some of the history of the Franklin Mountain State Park. And Facebook is where you can find us. A lot of people commenting. What's that Facebook page?
It's the El Paso History Radio Show Facebook page. That's where you can find us. You can also watch us live on the same page, too. So you can comment, do all those things.
Hey, guys. See you in a minute. Back in a moment.
Many retired El Paso area homeowners don't know where to begin when it comes to downsizing and selling their home. Patrick Tuttle and his Legacy Home team follow a proven process to help retired homeowners sell faster and for more money. Call Patrick Tuttle at 915-588-588. 1850 today and get your home sold faster and for more money. That's Patrick Tuttle at 915-588-1850. Call him today.
If you think the COVID vaccine alone will protect you from the coronavirus, think again. As the deadly disease breaks through to people who are vaccinated, it's critical to take a reliable temperature reading with the Exogen Temporal Scanner. It's the only thermometer whose accuracy has been proven in more than 100 clinical studies. Versus the non-contact devices that have no supporting studies and produce a false sense of security. Vaccines are not enough, and thermometer accuracy matters. Learn more at exergen.com.
The pandemic's reminded us we live in a sea of airborne germs that can assault us with every breath. Your nose is the body's first line of defense by helping filter out allergens, bacteria, and viruses before they reach your lungs. But like any air filter, the more clogged up it gets, the less it works. So how do you clean your nose? I'm Martin Hoke, and I didn't invent nasal irrigation. The neti pot's been around thousands of years, but I did invent Navage to make cleaning your nose easy. Navage uses powered suction to flush out mucus and germs that cause congestion, or worse, can make you sick. Over 2 million people use Navage to breathe better, sleep deeper, snore less, and feel healthier without drugs. Navage has over 70,000 online reviews averaging 4.7 stars because it works and it's easy to use. Go to Navage.com or find Navage at Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, Target. Now available with eucalyptus for a spa-like experience. Navage. N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy life.
Comfort Keepers of Las Cruces is now hiring in-home caregivers. If you're kind and compassionate, then Comfort Keepers of Las Cruces may have a fun and flexible new career for you. Call 575-521-4400 today. Comfort Keepers of Las Cruces, elevating the human spirit.
Your life, your hopes, and whatever you were searching for at 1:15 a.m., it's really none of our business, and it shouldn't be anyone else's. Protect your privacy online for free with DuckDuckGo. DuckDuckGo. Privacy simplified.
The COVID-19 pandemic continues to bring tremendous stress to HBCU students and many social, financial, educational, and mental health challenges to communities of color. The UNCF National Virtual Walk for Education raises funds to support historically Black colleges and universities, HBCUs, and the students they serve. Join us on September 18th for a virtual experience in honor of supporting HBCUs and their students. To register for the event, please go to uncf.org/nationalwalk.
El Paso's News Radio, 690 KTSM.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. Ray Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. And by State Farm Agent Ralph Dickerson, 581-0000. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
A quick shout out to Rick Kern. He's got a music podcast called Talkin' Rock Radio. History of interesting music history in El Paso. Next episode is going to be starting in 1972 after Rick Kern's band, The Basic Sound. They finished their 3 years as the household band at the Knights Club at Roadway Inn in Bassett, and they turned into West Wind. Check that out, talkinrockradio.com.
Go to Mission Del Rey to shop online or visit their new 12,000 square foot showroom at 1421 Lee Trevino Drive, Suite A7, and they're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. You can shop their Native American artifacts, Mexican Talavera, and thousands of Southwestern and Western decor items. Also, you can give them a call at 915-440-2140.
All right, Lydia Pagel, Ranger State Park in Franklin Mountains. Let's talk briefly about the history. What do you tell people is the history of the park?
Yeah, so it's pretty cool. We're a pretty young state park. We were formed in 1979. And the way that happened is in the 70s, most of the land that is the state park today was privately owned. We were talking a little bit about it being owned by ranchers, but also some folks who were doing some mining stuff, as well as developers. And one particular developer who's most well known is Dick Knapp. He owned a strip of land out there, and he actually decided to build a road going from the base of where Tom Mays is today, going up to Mundy's Gap and up to the highest peak in El Paso, which is North Franklin Peak, and he actually flattened out the top.
And it used to be how tall?
It used to be 7,200 feet.
And it is now 7,190.
Something.
94.
I still round up.
No, he took off eight. He took off 8 feet with his bulldozer.
Yeah, with a bulldozer. And so folks went up there and saw that for the first time. And that was really the first time when it kind of hit people that this mountain, which is so iconic for El Paso, the city, is actually privately owned and could be bulldozed.
Yeah.
At will, basically.
Well, he actually planned to put a Coronado type development over at the 10 mines.
Yeah, so I've heard various different plans of exactly what he was planning to do. I've heard various different things about residential areas, tennis club, a resort, lake.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's different ones that I've heard.
Okay, how did it
resolve? Not quite sure what.
How did it resolve?
So the people who saw that, they really banded together and said, we want to protect the mountains. And they formed the Franklin Mountains Wilderness Coalition, which is a group that's still operational today. It was with various different people representing the Sierra Club and various different environmental organizations here in El Paso. And they came together and petitioned the local and state governments.
15,000 signatures to City Hall.
Mm-hmm.
That got their attention.
Yeah. And so they were finally successful in 1979 when they got the Texas legislature to pass a bill that created Franklin Mountain State Park.
The city condemned the land. They annexed it, made it part of the city, condemned the land, kicked him off of it. He sued them. He had bought it for $400,000 in cash in bankruptcy. They gave him thousands of acres at Horizon City.
Yeah, there was a land trade-off there.
Oh, my
there
God.
Was, there's a lot of different back and forth, and they actually changed the city limits, like you said,
to
be able to have city ordinances in that area to prevent the bulldozing that was going on. So there's a lot of steps in that process that finally got it to where it is today.
It's a bizarre history because the way that all went was kind of contentious the whole time.
Yeah.
And Dick Knapp had the controlling hand in the entire card game.
Yeah.
He ended up a huge... I actually interviewed him about this. Himself.
Really?
Way back when the Leon days. And he was explaining how he pulled it off. A lake out there and all kinds of stuff. And he was happy. He was a developer.
Yeah.
But he was going to put communications towers on top of that mountain to probably hit as far north as Ruidoso, maybe not quite, but certainly Alamogordo.
Yeah.
That's the crazy history. All right, Lydia Pagel, thank you for coming in from the Franklin Mountain State Park. Next hour, we are going to do Frontera Land Alliance.
That's right.
And talk about the projects they've got going on that we didn't get
to
this summer.
All connected to the mountains in the area.
It's all land, land history. And you love land history. You got the Keystone Park under your belt.
We've been working on that one since before.
That's fabulous.
Before in days, whatever.
Oh, yeah.
It's a long time. But I think it's cool. I want to get up there and I want to visit the center and see you and you learn more.
Come on out.
It's a fabulous place. Take a look at that little diorama. Huge diorama. La Musica has arrived and we're going to say goodbye, Lydia, but thank you for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
And you have, real quick, have something tonight?
Yep, we've got a full moon hike tonight at 7:30, and we have a tin mine hike. So if you're interested in learning a little bit of some older history than
quick,
I just talked
phone number,
about, 915-444-9100.
We're out of here for this hour. Thanks a lot.
Okay, thank you.
See you
Take
next
care.
Hour.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the El Paso History Show. There's another hour to go, so please stay tuned. This hour is brought to you by Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, home of the one and only margarita, and by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. And by State Farm Agent Ralph Dickerson, 581-0000. We'll be right back after the news, right here on News Radio 690 KTSM El Paso.